you know, to two types of bhakti, in terms of two types of pure bhakti. One is called Panchotriki or Archanamarg, and the other is called Bhagavad Vidhi. Archanamarg is generally what's typically practiced by the followers of Ramanujacharya in South India. It's characterized by archan, or deity worship. And it's it leads to Vaidhi Bhakti, or reverential devotional service. And it's very much connected with or inspired by following the rules of deity worship and worship. And while Archana is one of these six, one of the nine practices of devotional service, or at least it's included. Well, we give one of these to Hatitwan Kit, Fuse Rakas Jagannath.
Okay.
But our path is basically, it's called Bhagavad Vidhi, which is following the teachings and example of great self-realized souls, Mahajana Gina Nagata Sapanta. That is Bhagavad Vidhi. And that gives rise to spontaneous devotional service, which is what allows one to enter into Goloka. So, and there, the emphasis is on chanting, on glorifying Krishna, on hearing about Krishna himself, rather than the emphasis on religious formularies and so on. So that's why study of Shastra is, and my bhakti Shastra would be very helpful and important, and because that will be based on Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and then the Nectar of Devotion, which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told Srila Prabhupada when he got initiated that you should study the Nectar of Devotion, because it describes the science of bhakti. In Brihad Bhagavatam Rita, Gokumar, who's the devotee whose sort of progress in spiritual life is being described there, he's very pure. He's born in Govardhan. He becomes initiated. He has Gopal mantra with which he chants, and he has the darshan of different forms of the Lord, Vamandev, and he goes to Brahmaloka. He's the Mahapurush of Garbhadakshai Vishnu, who resides there, and then he goes beyond, actually, to the abode of liberation, Mahakalapur, and he sort of sees form Mahakala, Mahavishnu, there, and he also meets Lord Shiva, and he meets the Vaikuntha Dutas. And my contributors tell him that actually where you want to go is up to Vaikuntha. He said, but even though you're pure at heart and you have great faith in your mantra, you can't go. You can't go beyond this. This is as far as you get. He says, now you have to go back to Vrindavan, you have to go back to earth, and you have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from self-realized souls, because you don't really understand the path of bhakti. Oh, so much for clear skies. Látod, sem bihari, már itt vannak a felhőtték, és a hideg levegő. And so Gopkumar has to come back to earth. Látod, már jön a hideg levegő, és a felhők. And when he understands Bhagavatam and he understands the process of bhakti, then he is able to actually go to Vaikuntha. So even devotees who have natural attachment to devotional service, attachment is based on bhavo jnana tapasa putramad bhavamagata. So Krishna says, by knowledge of me, one gains attachment for me. So even if one has attachment to Krishna, but ultimately attachment has to mature. And attachment can only mature when you know something about someone. Like, you can become attached to someone. Boys, girls get infatuated with each other just by seeing each other. But infatuation and real mature attachment only come when you actually get to know each other. You know each other well. And the better you know each other, provided that you're good people, then the better you know each other, then the more mature that attachment becomes. And like we were talking yesterday, the most mature form of attachment is love, is prema. So that's why knowledge about bhakti ras, the process of bhakti, about Krishna, are important and integral for spiritual advancement. See, these are the flowers, perfect flowers for garlands, when for Radha Damodar, for Damodar, particularly when these strung end on end. And now for Srimati Radharani, it's the buds, because they're too big for her. So that's why knowledge is so important, because by knowledge of Krishna, then if someone has no attachment, they acquire attachment, and if they have attachment, then their attachment will mature. It's a science, and there's nothing artificial that someone can do to induce it. You have to go through the steps. And it's not, it's so hidden that in Bhagavatam, Lord actually explained the Bhagavatam to Brahma in four verses. And at the end, he said, Etavadiva jignasa tapta jignasa. He says, so now you have to study it all the way up to this. It was just very indirect instruction, but Brahma's very intelligent. But Brahma had to study the Vedas three times to actually figure out that the conclusion of all the Vedas is devotion to Krishna. And that the conclusion of devotion to Krishna is actually to attain love for Krishna. So if it takes Brahma three times to study the Vedas, and where are the Vedas? You know, so even just studying Bhagavatam. So that's why Lord Chaitanya made this very explicit. Otherwise, we would have never figured it out. Even if you study the Bhagavatam 10 times, you won't figure it out. And then the introduction to the Bhagavatam is, Prabhupada gave us the biography of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so we really understand what Bhagavatam is about. But now that we have to know it, then we actually have to know the steps. And when you know what are the steps in devotion, then you know that you're on the right track, that you actually, it's actually developing the way it's supposed to develop. And then by hearing Krishna, then those stages of devotion, they will awaken. I can't say it's as simple as that, because it's not just a matter of three times. Brahma had to study all the Vedas three times before he actually came to the conclusion of what it was all about. So it's hidden. It's a very hidden science, and that's why all the people in India, for the most part, haven't the faintest idea what Hinduism's about. They call it Hinduism, or what spiritual life is about. They don't know. And neither do the gurus know, and neither do the yogis know. It's a real secret. And in Kali Yuga, people no longer have qualification. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and explicitly, and in very simple terminology, explained to us what it's all about.